It all began with a young man needing financial help. His mother was sick and needed a doctor, but that cost money. Now, there was an old man who lived down the street who knew of the desperate plight of this young man and his mother. That very night, he told the young man he would be glad to help. He knew of a home in the neighborhood where the people were away, but they kept a large amount of money hidden. All the young man needed to do was climb up to an unlocked window, come downstairs, open the door, and the old man would do the rest. And he would split the money with the young man so he could help his mother. In a moment of weakness, of foolishness, of sin, the young man agreed to do it. All went as planned. The young man got his money, and his mother got well. But one day there was a knock on the door, and the police arrested the young man. At the trial, guess who the primary witness against him turned out to be? The old man down the street. The very person who had led him into sin now stood in the witness box and accused him of being a thief. As I reflect on this story, a scripture verse comes to mind. Revelation 12:10 calls Satan the accuser of our brethren, who accuses them night and day before God. Satan, the very one who has led us into sin, now assumes the role of accuser, reminding God that we are sinners. One summer, I was invited to teach a seminar at a Christian gathering. One day, I noticed a few men talking to some young people enrolled in the seminar. They were telling them that the leader of the conference, Dr. Billy Graham, did not have the Spirit of God in his life. But, of course, they did. When there was a break in the conversation, I asked the leader of these men a question. I asked, who was it that the Bible referred to as the comforter of the brethren? The Holy Spirit, he replied. My friend, I said, it sounds to me as if you were not filled with the Spirit of God, but filled with the spirit of the accuser. Christian, Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Let's make sure you and I don't join him. Second, when the Holy Spirit convicts you of sin, confess it. When Satan accuses you, ignore him. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.